And we're in the midst of the final week of the London Olympics, and several Boston area athletes have won gold, so they've been hearing that music a lot, including gymnast Allie Raceman from Needham and Wakefield-trained judo champion Kayla Harrison. That's where we're going to begin our weekly talk about sports with our friends at Only a Game, and with us is reporter-producer Karen Given. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Anthony.
So, a big day for Allie Raceman yesterday. She picked up a second gold medal, winning the individual floor competition. Let's listen.
One more tumbling run, and this could be gold medal greatness.
The best we've seen from Allie Raceman.
The best we've seen, and it was gold medal greatness. The other gold medal was in team competition. She also won a bronze medal, so Raceman walks away with three total medals, more than any other woman this year. Karen, is it fair to crown her the top gymnast of these games?
Well, certainly people will, especially people in Needham, and her medal count is absolutely impressive. I don't want to take anything away from it, but I also don't want to forget that the all-around title is generally more coveted, and we certainly don't want to forget the fantastic performance of Gabby Douglas,
who took gold in the all-round competition. Yeah. So Allie Raceman, to get back to her, she also won that bronze medal, but only after the American coaching staff challenged her initial score. How unusual is that in gymnastics?
Well, it doesn't happen every day, but it certainly happens. In the men's competition just last week, the British men had just won their first silver medal in team competition when Japan protested a difficulty ranking for one of their athletes on the pommel horse. Japan won that inquiry, and the British men had to settle for bronze.
Well, we should also mention the Olympic triumph of another hometown favorite, Kayla Harrison. She won the gold in judo last week. Harrison is from Marblehead. She trains at Pedro's Judo Center in Wakefield. You profiled her before she left the Olympics, so tell us a little more. What's next for her?
Well, she told me before she left that she's certainly looking forward to taking a break for a week or two, and I think she's deserved that. But Big Jim Pedro, one of her coaches, has told her he doesn't want her to be a judo bum for the rest of her life, and she wants to give back to the community. So Big Jim was a firefighter. Kayla's fiance is a firefighter. She has taken the tests, and she hopes to get an interview when a job next comes available in the Marblehead Fire Department.
And hopefully being an Olympic gold medalist will give me a little edge on the rest of the people who want to be firefighters. We'll see. I should be pretty good at doing interviews by then, too. I mean, I've had a lot of practice.
That's great. So she wants to be a firefighter. Fantastic.
I think she'd do great.
Karen, before we say goodbye to the Olympics, I have to ask you about the coverage. So I'm going to gripe a little bit here.
Sure.
I know there's been a lot of talk about how bad some of the coverage is. I've had trouble sticking with it this week, I've got to admit. And I feel like I complain about this every 4 years, but it seems like so much time pumping it up, so much forward promotion. We're going to see this. We're going to see this. We're going to see that. Then we have more commercials. Then we come back, have what seems like 30 seconds of competition, more forward promotion.
A little Ryan Seacrest.
It's unbearable as far as I'm concerned. What's your take on this?
Well, it is unbearable, but the fact is NBC paid $4 billion for the rights to broadcast the games from 2014 through 2020. So this isn't going to go away soon. And as long as we continue to watch, NBC is going to keep doing what they're doing.
Okay, so that doesn't make me feel any better, but
sorry.
I think you're right. But let me ask you finally what happened to another Olympic athlete with Massachusetts ties who was profiled quite a bit before the games. Whatever happened to Ann Romney's horse?
Well, Rafalka, if that's how you say it, and rider Jan Ebling placed 28th out of 32 in one of the events and pretty much killed any shot the U.S. had at a chance at a team medal, but the U.S. probably didn't have a really great shot to begin with.
All right. Well, I'm glad we sorted that out. So let's move on to baseball, the Red Sox. Sad as we are to see the Olympics go, or not, we've got a hometown baseball team that is a long way from the gold medal. With a season record of 54-55, they're back below 500. And many people are calling for the removal of Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine, but seems like Red Sox management is standing behind him, right?
Absolutely. Owner John Henry sent out an email on Monday and said, Valentine is not to blame. It's a whole team that we're looking at here. 23 players have served 27 stints on the disabled list. That's pretty bad. And that's certainly not Valentine's fault. You know, General Manager Ben Cherington says he's firmly behind Valentine for right now, but he wouldn't comment on whether Valentine will serve out his full 2-year contract.
You know, it's always funny to me when teams struggle. Of course, you can't fire the team, so inevitably it's fire the manager. Amusing. Now, most reasonable people would say that with the way the Red Sox have been playing, that their playoff chances are slim to non-existent. But speaking of Bobby Valentine, here he is playing the optimist earlier this week.
I think we're going to do something special. You know, there's no one out there that's so good that we have to fear them. You know, a game a week for the rest of the season to make up to be first place in the American League East isn't out of the realm of comprehension.
It's not out of the realm of comprehension. Is it out of the realm of what's realistic?
Well, I am not going to fully go behind anything Bobby Valentine says because it may make me very unpopular in this town. But I will point out that we have that extra wild card slot now, so it's a little easier to make the playoffs than it used to be. Still, we're 4.5 games back behind Detroit, Oakland, Baltimore, the LA Angels, and Tampa Bay just for that wild card slot. So it's not looking so good.
Well, thanks as always, Karen.
Thank you.
That's Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 p.m.
Up next, a provocative view from an economist at the Boston Fed about what caused the 2008 financial crisis and about the limited ability of economics to predict the future. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.